And so we have Paul writing to the church in Ephesus, to the people, the Ephesian people, telling them that there is a wonderful new thing going on. Just as we celebrate the birth of Christ anew each year, Paul is telling them that Christ has come to make the forgiveness of God, the glory of God, the love of God, the opportunity to be God's chosen people. God has brought Christ into this world to make that available to all men. See, before you had to be Hebrew, Jewish, in order to be God's chosen people. They were brought out of the land of Egypt by God and by Moses. They were brought to the promised land by Moses and by Aaron. They were given this land. They were the people of that land, and that land was a gift to them from God, and they still see it as a gift from God. But the gift of being God's chosen people was no longer set aside just for one nation, but in Christ became available to people of all nations. Even at his birth was given not just to the Hebrew people, who in many cases didn't even recognize that their prophecy, their Old Testament prophecy, their prophecy written by prophets like Isaiah was coming true on that Christmas morn, but was given to three wise men, a star that could be seen by all, that was available to anyone who understood, available to anyone who had the wisdom to understand. And so all people in all countries, in all times, it would be announced that this child was a Savior, not just for the Hebrew people, not just for the chosen people, but for all people. Were it not for that star, we might be Jewish in order to be Christian, having to meet all of those Old Testament laws about what to cook and how to cook it and what to wear. And no, not necessary anymore. Even in the Old Testament, by then, God had revealed through His prophets that He wanted a broken and contrite heart, not just sacrifices on His altar. God was turning to people and asking people to turn to Him, who had never known that He was available to them before, not in this way. Children of God. Think about that. A divine heir. An heir to a heavenly kingdom. Would it be cool if you got a letter in the paper and it said, by the way, we're looking for the Brown family, and they are heirs to Lord Muckety Muck over here in England, and there's this big mansion and all this money, and wow, that'd be pretty cool, huh? Well, we have mansions and riches beyond count, beyond imagination, even, in the inheritance of Christ, who makes us all brothers and sisters with Him, children of God, heirs to a divine kingdom. And so Paul, the former Pharisee, the former condemner of Christians as not being properly Jewish enough, Paul is the one writing to the church in Ephesus, telling them how he has been revealed the message of Christ, that all people are welcome. All people have that inheritance available if they will just accept Christ into their hearts as their Savior. That's a pretty amazing message. That's a pretty awesome invitation. I don't think any of us got an invitation to the coronation of the Queen of England, or probably didn't even get an invitation to Obama's being sworn in as President of the United States. I don't know too many people who would have gotten invited to be there when Christ was sworn in as governor, and yet we are invited to be part of Christ's family, to be there, to be part of his kingdom, not as servants, not as vassals, not as people, but as family. God invites us to be his family. And when we step up to the rail, share in the body and blood of Christ, we are taking into ourselves that God who came down to earth in that body of that child to be an example of forgiveness, an example of love, an example of perfect peace. Remember that Prince of Peace that we talked about? Not a conquering hero, but a king by right of inheritance. And he shares his inheritance with each and every one of us. Children of God. The wisdom of God that is that all men, all people, everyone, every nation, every language, every color, rich and poor, that this child would turn the world upon its head, feed the needy, and make humble the powerful. And so we celebrate year after year his birth, and we remember the journey of those three, not Hebrew, not Jewish, but wise men, kings, rulers, powerful people who came to bow a knee and give the gift to this little child born in a manger, a hayloft, a barn, but known to be an inheritor, an heir to the power of God. When we accept his communion, when we accept his forgiveness, we too become heirs to God's kingdom, heirs to his gift of peace and joy and forgiveness. And so we open our table to all who seek to live in forgiveness with their neighbors, all who seek to live in love, all who seek to live and understand and serve those who struggle and who hurt. Because he was willing to die, can we not be willing to serve?